Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Got a great show today. There's some things that we're going to be talking about. There's some touchy subjects, but it's okay. We're here to work those things out and see what we can get going in the near future here in the Gastonia, North Carolina area. We're also going to be joined, and I'm going to give the brother probably most of the show, if not the whole show. The newly elected mayor of Gastonia, that is Mayor Walker Reed. As you guys remember, the last time we talked to Mr. Reed, he was a candidate for the mayor here in Gastonia, North Carolina. Well, you know, he won, like I told you he would. And we're going to be joined by him momentarily. But before we switch gears and go to that, there's something. I'm gonna play a clip. I'm gonna say a little something right quick, and we're gonna go to a commercial. And I'm gonna come back. We're gonna play a clip, and I'm gonna tell you the reason why I'm playing this clip. And we're gonna have to really do better as a people, and it'll explain a lot. It'll explain a lot, and you know. And I'm gonna talk about a gripe that I have going on right now, because I think that we need to really look at some things a lot differently than what we've been looking at them as. Especially some of the hoopla or shall I say all the ridiculousness that's coming out of, you know, our supposed to be leaders. So you guys, you really need to pay attention to what's going on. Midterms, I cannot express to you how important midterms are right now at this point. So you've got to check this out. You got to know who you're voting for. You can't be a follower. You got to vote for a leader. You got to express to be a leader. And you need to really watch what's going on with our young people right now, because young people are getting it right. I don't care what nobody else say. They are getting it right. We have failed. We can do nothing but learn from them right now. And that's what needs to happen. We need to give them the guidance that they need when they stumble. But right now, the young people are killing it. And I'm telling you, it is not let up. I hope they continue doing what they're doing, because there is an issue that needs to be addressed. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Ancestrais, vivi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. minha deusa Vênus.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, if you are just joining us, we are waiting momentarily to talk to the newly elected mayor of Gastonia, North Carolina, Mr. Walker Reed. Got a lot of great things that we're going to talk about with him. But first and foremost, let me say, definitely continue to check out the show. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to do a story. We're going to do a story. We're going to talk a little bit about something that's going on in Rutherfordton County in North Carolina. There's apparently what I have just been exposed to. There's an international horse show, I guess, field stable, whatever you want to call it, is up there. And to the detriment of the people that live in that area, and I'll have more specifics for you. The detriment to the people that live in that area, they have done some really shady things to those people. And we're going to talk about that. And hopefully I can get somebody on from there, one of their council members or somebody on the show that can explain to us how this is happening to so many good people that live in that area. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the days and weeks to come. But I want you guys to continue to check out the show because that's going to be a very hot topic in the next couple of weeks on this show. want to play real quick, just a little bit of the clip. And I should play the entire clip, but I'm going to play just a little bit of the clip just so you guys can get an idea of what it is I want to get into before we talk to the mayor. But, you know, we all celebrated, well, a lot of people celebrated the death of Dr. King. I'd rather celebrate his accomplishments in life than a death. And we're going to get into that, too. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but there's a reason I say that. But I want to play a little clip real quick of something that Dr. King said a long time ago. He was having a interview, and just listen to some things that he said.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul searching and agonizing moments. And I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is that we...
I'm going to stop that clip right there. There's lots more that I could play, but I want to stop it there for the simple fact. And, okay, I'm going to talk to the black community right quick. I tell you guys all the time, you stay home during Dr. King's birthday. You sit around. You don't do too much. You just rat. And after Dr. King's holiday is gone and passed, you go back to doing the same things that you're doing. You're not helping one another. You're not giving the support that you need to one another in the community. You're not having a listening ear to one another in the community. Now, this man, you just heard him say out of his mouth back in 1963, I think it was, that his dream has turned into a nightmare. Shortly after he spoke about it, he said his dream has turned into a nightmare. So if he said that then, what do you think is going on now when you see the communities in shambles, when you see people who will take each other for the color of their skin or their religious beliefs and treat them in ways that they should not be treating them? What do you think he would say now? There's a lot of people I heard yesterday saying, what do we think Dr. King would say now? They asked his daughter this, and I think she was really nice about what she said, but let them ask someone like me, what do I think Dr. King would say right now if he was still living? I think Dr. King's probably rolling over in his grave now because of some of the idiocracy and ridiculousness that we see going on in every community. At this point in time, it seems like it doesn't matter you're black, white, blue, green, or purple. There's idiots everywhere, and they're starting to expose themselves. And the bad part about it, the idiots that expose themselves, they're getting gratitude for it. They're getting followers. But yet still in the black community, we still doing the same thing, fighting against one another, not taking up for one another, not helping. How dare you stand up and clap for a black president, a black mayor, a black governor, when you don't even want to help one another on a daily basis? How dare you? How dare you talk to your kids about saying the N-word when you teach them to say it each and every day to each other? How dare you get angry when someone says it to them? There's lots I can go into with this, and I'm going to get into it. I just wanted to give you a little taste of where I'm thinking right now, because I see so many fake leaders in the community who take, but never wants to give. Never wants to lend a helping hand, but is willing to take And that has to stop. And the only way that's going to stop is if we continue to look and see who we are putting in office. And I'm telling you, the young people got it. The young people know what's going on, and the young people are going to be the ones that change this. So unfortunate that we weren't able to show them the way. They're going to show us. I support that 150%, but I also support us getting our act together as adults, as young black men and women, as young white women and white men and Latino, whatever the case may be. I see we need to get our mess together and start living the way that we say and we preach that God wants us to live. I ain't saying we got to all be pastors, because I know I'm not. But if you're going to talk God, you should at least act God a little. Enough of that. I'm off my soapbox. We are going to be joined. Quite a few months ago, I told you guys that we were going to get some serious change in the city of Gastonia. And you guys, I heard a lot of you had something to say, this, that, and the other, but I promise you that we were going to get change. And we got it. We got it. And I cannot say how happy I am. But the work is not over. The work is just starting. Y'all think that it's just starting with a winning of an election? It doesn't start like that. The journey is just starting now. We got to do what we need to do in our own communities. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show, back on the show that is, not candidate for mayor, but the newly elected mayor of Gastonia, my man, my brother, Mr. Walker Reed. Walker Reed, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome back to the show. Mr. Mayor, that is. Didn't I tell you next time you come on the show, you'd be mayor?
Yeah, you did. And it happened, brother. I appreciate that, too. Thanks for all that came out and support me as well.
Yes, yes. We're very, very excited for the vision that you have for Gastonia. And we, you know, I hate to speak for a lot of people, but we got to do our part to make this thing full circle. We got to do our part. And, you know, I'm very excited. I'm just going to start off by saying I'm so excited with how you have gotten the young people involved in Gastonia. So excited.
Well, I campaigned on it, and I followed up with the results. From the very first meeting I held, I got the young adults in Gastonia involved and approved by the council. They're up and running and doing a great job.
Yes. Now tell me and the listeners a little bit about how has your transition been since being elected mayor?
Well, number one, I never had a transition from the former mayor to being the mayor. Matter of fact, I've only seen the mayor once since election night.
Wow.
I'm just thankful that I had 16 previous years as a councilman and 10 of those years as mayor pro tem to sort of get a feel about what the mayor's duties are. And so I went with that. It came into a new manager. I only knew one councilman that I served with previously. And the other staff, council members that I knew, staff members, I think I only knew about five of the staff members, a new clerk, and I took on 800 new employees. So it's been a challenge, but I like a challenge. I'm up for the challenge, and I just feel like the Lord wouldn't have put me here to leave me. So I'm going to give it my best shot to make the best things happen.
Yeah, now, I know that I just said a minute ago about the young people. The young people, the outlook in Gastonia for our young people, is that encouraging to you? Do you see that growing even more than what we're seeing now?
Oh, yes, yes. See, back in 2002, Jenny Stoltz and I, who was the mayor then, we formed a group called the Mayor's Youth Leadership Council, which consisted of high school students in the inner city high schools, which was Ashbrook, Hunter Huss, the Howland School of Technology, and Forest View. And
mm-hmm.
each school had 8 students that represented their schools, and we did it basically to cut down on the violence, to cause unity and harmony so people would know people from different schools and work together. And we taught them the process of government and the different forms of government, the county commissioners, what their responsibilities were, the school board, what their responsibilities were, as well as the mayor and city council. So they learned the process of government. They got involved in several different community service projects. Well, that's what we're doing with the young adults of Gastonia, ages 18 to 40. We're bringing them in. We're getting them acclimated until the forms of government and getting them involved in the community. And I'm going to tell you, man, they are really doing a great job. They're very excited. And our millennials are the present and the future. So I am very happy to see that the energy that they bring to the table.
Yes. Now, I know you said something earlier about, you know, the violence. And given the fact that, you know, our young people are showing up nationwide, how important is the current movement from, you know, our young people against gun violence? And, you know, should Gastonia be paying attention to what's going on nationwide?
Well, Gastonia is paying attention. I mean, I've met with our police chief. I've met with our leaders in the community as far as the council members. We're talking about it. I'm sure the ministers are talking about it. I just hope that we don't have a problem here that would spare, that would cause the kind of reaction that we've had. But the youth is really getting our attention, and I think they're fed up to the point that they're not going to go away. I think initially they were taken as a joke, but as you can see now, they're moving full steam ahead. And what these guys, the lawmakers and throughout the country and nation, need to realize within a year or two, these are going to be the people that's going to either vote them to stay in office or vote them out of office. And I think they have their attention now.
Yes, I totally agree. And, you know, it's really uplifting. Like I said earlier in the earlier monologue, I'm upset that as adults, we might have didn't do everything that we needed to do to prepare them for this fight. But I'm telling you, what I see right now is very encouraging. You know, I have young children. I know you have grandchildren. And it's very encouraging that they are seeing this and that our children are not as you can say, airheaded as people have told them they are. Our young people are very aware. And, you know, just looking at some of the things that you are doing with the young people here in the Gastonia area, it's really encouraging because I see they're very active, they're very busy. And, you know, matter of fact, I need to get them, you know, some of them on this show so we can talk about some of the great things that they're doing because the people need to know.
Well, you remember my campaign slogan was "We All Matter." And when
That's
I
right.
said "We All Matter," I think a lot of people looked at me as an African-American candidate running for mayor and saying, you know, who are you referring to? Are you just referring to black people? When I said "We All Matter," I made everyone inclusive. And my campaign was based around getting the youth involved in my campaign. So I think what we're seeing now is the youth realize that they have some say-so and they have some power, and they're utilizing it. And I think it's wonderful.
That's right. That's right. I think it's absolutely wonderful myself. Now, I know we were talking about the young people. I want to switch up because I've been hearing people have been coming to me and wanting to talk about this, and I don't have the answers, but I told them to listen to the show because we'll talk to somebody who does have the answers. And if you can't talk about it, that's fine. But I do encourage everyone to come to the city council meetings and hear what's going on, and you might enlighten you a little bit. We know that there's a sports complex that's getting ready to be built downtown Gastonia, and a lot of the people in that area have concerns about it. Should they be concerned, or should they just be willing to move along with the growth?
Well, I hear people have concerns, but I hadn't heard their concerns. I don't know what they're concerned about. First of all, the growth in Gastonia has mostly gone to the south or southeast part of the city. I thought people would be enlightened to see that the growth is now moving toward the west and the north side of the city. So
right.
This complex is between Franklin and the railroad tracks, and it goes to Hill Street, I think, to the west. It took down the old Sears department store that sat there empty for years. It's taken down the hotel next door beside it, across the street from the YMCA. Used to be the Coca-Cola plant. The brick building is going to remain. The prefab building that was attached to it is going to be torn down. The hotel and the prefab building should be down by the end of June. The old Trenton Mill, which was behind on the back street on Main Street side, where Pledges used to be, they're going to refab that building to make it condos or apartments. I think they're talking about putting approximately 75 units in that building. So that whole area is only going to enhance the west side of Gastonia. It's going to be a multi-use facility, mainly for baseball. We're looking at utilizing it for soccer. Been recently mentioned about archery, concerts. It's going to be a multi-use facility with restaurants and housing around it. So I think it'll be a plus for West Gastonia. So I don't know what their concerns are as far as hurting the community. I think if anything, it's going to increase property values and bring more development to the west northwest part of the city.
Yeah.
So what
we're,
do you hear that maybe I need to hear about?
Well, one of the things that that I've been asked is the people that live in those areas, is it going to affect them? Are they going to have to give up some of their homes or whatever the case may be?
I mentioned the boundaries. It doesn't include any homes. So
none whatsoever.
Hotel. It includes a hotel, an old dilapidated building, and an empty building, a place that's going out of business, and a hotel that's not being used. It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with anyone's homes. If people
right.
took the time to learn the facts instead of spreading rumors and lies, I think everybody would be pretty cool. But the people that's having all these concerns, I hadn't seen them at any meeting. It's been several public hearings, meetings about this project and what it's going to entail, how much it's going to cost, where it's going to be located. People came, they had opportunity to ask questions to the developers, all that. I didn't see these people in these meetings asking those questions. But if you really want to know something, try to get to the source that can give you answers.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. When it comes to that, people in general love to complain, but no one wants to seek the solutions that need to be sought after. You know, one of the things I said to some of the people that said some things to me is I said, well, you know, it's to me that if this complex was put there, and if you're renting a house or whatever the case, if you own a home near there, it would make the owners of the home maybe do some upgrades to the home just to fit the area. And it's a plus in my eye. It's a plus.
If I own some property around that complex right now, I would be tickled to death. If my property wasn't up to par, I would be trying to get it up to par because those are the areas that people are seeking to live around. Okay?
Right.
Now, another thing, if you want to know anything about that project, it's on the City of Gastonia's website.
It's on the website.
It's detailed. It has maps and pictures and things of that nature. But I guess that's too simple. It's easy to run off its mouth and spread wrong information rather than to get the facts.
Yes. And that is part of – that is what I see our young people not doing. That's what gets me – so excited for them is because they don't buy into the hoopla. They don't get into the gossip. Now, I'm not going to say all of them don't, but, you know, there's some in every bunch. But for the most part, our young people, they don't want to hear. They hear the problems, but they don't want to linger on the problems. They find solutions to these problems, and this is what we got to do to be successful in this area, in any area, to be a matter of fact. We can't hold on to the problems.
Let me give you a prime example. The old Firestone okay. Mill, which is now called Lowry, that mm-hmm. project was probably on the table, I would say, a good 15, 20 years. And it became very doubtful to a lot of people that anything would ever happen. That building, Firestone Mill, was the largest textile mill in the world, right here in Gastonia, North Carolina. Now they've gone in and made a portion of that building and equipped it for business. There's a fitness center in the building. There's a pool in the building. There's a bar on the backside of the building. The phase one of it is sold out. They are now mm-hmm. preparing phase two, which is the west side facing Crowder's Mountain, which, again, it will be sold out. You know who's in that building? It's millennials that work in mm-hmm. Charlotte that has chosen yep. to live in Gastonia. They moved yep. over here because they can get property cheaper than they can in Mecklenburg County. The drive to work is approximately 20, 25 minutes to get back and forth to work. So they're taking advantage of that. And that's what's getting ready to happen around this project, this Fuels project. So while mm-hmm. people are sitting around talking about why it's not good and can't see the good in it, other people from other areas see the good in it, and that's who's taking advantage of it. But as far as anyone's homes, I haven't heard anything yet about anyone losing their home, threatening to lose their home. This project doesn't involve anybody's homes. So I want to make that clear.
Yeah. I think that's one of those, as you would say, rumors that should have never gotten started. But, you know, I know we can't stop rumors, but
that's what happened, though. When those mm-hmm. rumors get started, people wonder why, and I was a councilman in Ward 4, which is the northwest part of the city, for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ward 4 was the weakest link in the chain. My philosophy mm-hmm. were our city is as strong as its weakest link. So I tried to do things to enhance Ward 4 by trying to get the basic amenities in that ward.
Right.
The sad part about it, it was so many people talking about what we didn't have, what we wasn't going to get. It was a waste of time. Instead of getting on board and supporting what I was trying to do, the negativity mm-hmm. is what hurt some of the things from coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I
think understand.
Those things on, I hear all the time about why aren't we getting the jobs? Why aren't we getting the good paying jobs? But you on Facebook talking about your city, low rating your city, why would someone want to come to a city that you live in that you don't care to be in? Why would they want to bring their business here or their employees here? So
yeah.
it's a mindset that has to change, bro, in order
yeah.
for this city
and why,
to be the
and
city
why would
that
they,
I know
why
it
would they
be.
Want to hire you? Yeah, and right. why would they want to hire you?
right.
You know, I totally understand. I totally understand. And it's that type of mentality that I don't give the attention to, but I know it's out there. But what I really like to devote my time to and what I have that you have devoted your time to is definitely progress for our city, you know. And I see the change. I see the change, even though we have people that feel like they have to start things that are not true. I see the positive change. And there's a lot of other people that need the positive change. And, you know, I want that positive change to continue. And I'm willing to do whatever I need to do on my part.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
In Gastonia.
I'm glad to hear that. It really means a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wish others would feel that way. My main focus is to make Gastonia be the very best city it can possibly be. And we're in a situation now, if you think about it, we're the largest pretty much, I think, between Charlotte and Atlanta, we're probably one of the largest cities. And we're going to get some of that growth. My focal point is getting Gastonia widened. No, getting I-85 widened through Gastonia. That's major, to cut down on the bottleneck that we go from four lanes to three lanes right there in Belmont that's causing traffic accidents every morning and afternoon.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
Doing light rail coming into Gastonia. I'm trying to look at the mass transit, that go between Charlotte and Atlanta, stopping in Gastonia. I'm trying to pursue the big things. It's going to make big things happen in the city. But you can't see that following me day to day because you're not in the meetings I'm in. You're not on the telephone calls that I'm on. So we got a people now sitting around saying, well, I can't see anything he's done. It's amazed me. I only been in the office approximately 6 months. There was a guy in office before me there for 6 years, and I never heard those comments even made. Matter of fact, the majority of the people didn't even know who the mayor was or if we had a mayor. So these are the things that I'm dealing with that's really unfair to me. It's unfair to the city, but people going to be who they are. And like the old cliche says, haters are going to hate. So let them hate while I work, okay?
That's right. That's right. Well, Mr. Mayor, I know that you got a lot of support. You got a lot of support in this show. You got a lot of support in the community because there's people that see this progress and see the bigger picture, and I'm waiting to grasp it. As they say, I want a piece of the pie, and I see that you're starting to bake this pie. So I want a piece of the pie, and I'm going to be happy and proud to see the growth in our communities, and it's going to happen.
Well, if you look at our focal point right now is our downtown, the Main Street area, the Fuse Project, which is the old Sears property, and the Lowry Meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If all three of those things are successful, they're going to complement each other. If people were really concerned about what's going on, you need to get in on the ground level. There's property downtown that's vacant.
Yes.
That people can pursue to purchase or lease or rent or whatever they want to do. But if they don't, somebody else will. Now, one of the biggest problems that I find, and I never will forget the technology business park that's out near Gaston College, I was posting things on my Facebook page about jobs are coming this way. You need to go up to the unemployment office and apply for them. And sad to say, but some of us, we have to see it before we believe it. Now, I'm telling you, the jobs are coming. People are going to be hiring. Why would you wait till a place of business open to go apply to work there? Most people, businesses that open, they have their workforce hired and trained before they even open their doors.
Exactly.
But see, that's from having a reactive mindset instead of being proactive.
Exactly. That's, I was just talking about that in the open monologue.
So you can only help people so much, but you got to want to be helped, man. So I can't focus on that negativity. I'm trying to stay up big, beaten, optimistic, and try to do some great things for a city that I love. That's why I chose to live here. That's why I've been here all my life.
That's right. Well, let me fight the negativity. I invite them on the show any day of the week, and I guarantee you, to one negative comment, I'll have six positive ones. So let me fight that for you.
Okay. That'll be good. Now I can focus on what I need to focus on.
I know you were saying something about a blue light rail in Gastonia. Is how big is that project, or is it just beginning stage, or is something that's on the board right now?
It's something that's on the board. What the plan is now is to try to get light rail to the airport, which is on the west side of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes to the airport, it gives us a better chance to try to get light rail into Gastonia or into Gaston County.
Okay.
That Fuse project could be the catalyst to make it happen. Now, there are people in Gastonia saying people are not going to come to Gastonia to watch a baseball game or a soccer game or a concert. Well, we go to Charlotte every week to baseball games or football games or basketball games or to a concert. So if we can go to Charlotte, why can't they come to Gastonia? So
exactly.
That's another negative thing right there. And you wonder why we don't have anything. You got to think positive to get positive results, man. So
right.
If we can get that light rail to come into Gastonia, and I think one of the problems is going to be is nowhere for it to turn around. So they're going to have to come up with a way to bag it in the Gastonia and pull it back into Charlotte. And I think that's going to be once those things are worked out. And I'm not saying this may not happen the next 2-5 years. It could be 10 years from now. But it has to start now.
That's
the meetings
right.
are going on now. The planning is going on now. The tracks are laid. So getting it to come here is the part that has to be decided in Washington and Raleigh. But if we don't do anything to try to make it happen, it's not going to happen.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm gonna switch it up a second, Mr. Mayor, and
okay.
And just ask you what is some of your best moments now since you've been in office? What are some of your best moments you've experienced thus far?
How excited people are that I'm the new mayor of this city. It's blown me away, and I'm talking about different races, different cultures, different age groups. I think people are really proud for me to be their mayor. I don't know whether it's because of my track record as being a councilman or that I'm a new face or the campaign that I ran or a combination of all things. But I'm very excited. The people are excited about me being there. I'm excited to move forward with my agenda for running. I was concerned about the image of Gastonia. I'm trying to address that. I was concerned about getting our millennials and our youth involved. I think Gaston County does a great job in educating our students, our kids. But what's happening is our kids are going off to grad school. Some are going into the military. Some are getting married and having families. But what they're not doing is coming back to Gastonia. So we got to make Gastonia
yes.
a more appealing city to come back to. That's why I reached out to the youth. That's why we have the young adults of Gastonia. While we are in our planning sessions for planning the next 10 years for Gastonia, we're getting input from them to see the things that they would like to have here in Gastonia, the things they would like to do in Gastonia to make our city a more vibrant city to live, work, and play in. Another thing that I am greatly concerned about is diversity. Gastonia has a multitude of different cultures. We have people here from Africa. We have people here from India. We have Asian population, Latino, Hispanic, African American, as well as Caucasian. But you wouldn't know that by the day-to-day operations in our city. I'm planning right now international festival. We're going to target around the month of October where we're going to bring all the cultures together, downtown Gastonia, to show the true picture of Gastonia. And I think once we address that we are a multicultural city, hopefully it will reflect on the county, but somebody has to take the lead, and that's what I want to do as a mayor, for Gastonia to take the lead to make everybody have a sense of belonging and being a part of our city, and hopefully it'll catch on countywide. And I guarantee you things will start changing for Gastonia.
I hope so, because, you know, that's very important that you are looking at things on a more diverse level because, you know, most of the time bringing in an international festival is going to be dynamite in this area. Let me know if there's anything, any role I can play, I'll play it because I definitely want to be involved in that. That's what the show was about diversity and trying to come to one common ground with different mindsets. So,
I can barely make out what you're saying. Do we have a bad connection?
We shouldn't.
Okay.
What about now? Can you hear?
I can hear you, but it's like it's not clear.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. I don't have anything going on my end right now.
Okay.
Let's see if we switch that up just a little bit.
Is that a little better?
That's a little better, yeah.
Okay, so as I was saying, I really appreciate the fact that you're having that international festival you want to put in place because that is something that this show definitely stands for is diversity. And on an international level, I think that would that's great, because like I said before, people tend to not want to be together because they don't understand one another. And once they start understanding one another, then it's easier to work with one another and know why we do some of the things that we do. You know, it's all about trying to learn one another and growing as one unit. That's the only way we're going to be successful in this area. And if there's anything that I can do, please let me know, because I want to be a part of it.
I'm going to need you to help promote this and be a part of it. Think about this. You know, we talk about jobs. On the campaign trail, I met Africans. I met people from Nigeria that are doctors. They have their own practices. They are surgeons in our hospital. Okay? If they have practices, they have jobs. Okay? I met people from India who owned the convenience stores around this area. People from India. The hotels are owned by people from India. Some of the restaurants and dry cleaners are owned by people from India. Those are jobs. Then you have the Asian populations that have restaurants, dry cleaners. Those are jobs. Then you have the Latino Hispanic population, huge in this area. But nobody's reaching out to the different cultures, as well as the African-American and Caucasian. I want to make everybody inclusive in our city. I want to form a sense of belonging, that you're here, you're resident here, you pay taxes here. We want you to be a part of our city. This international festival, I think, can be a great shot in the arm for Gastonia as a whole. Let people come out and cook their food, wear their garb, perform at the pavilion downtown. Let everybody get a taste of everyone's culture. That's how we come together as a community. That makes us truly an all-American city. And that's what I'm about, bro.
And that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And I look forward to being a part of something like that, because I think, just as you said, that's what's going to make this. I have a great, great feeling about the outlook of Gastonia. I have a great outlook about your terms, as mayor.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned terms, because unfortunately I ran for a 2-year term, and approximately 14 months from now, I'll be on the campaign trail again, trying to get reelected. So
yeah.
This term was a 2-year term. Hopefully my next term will be a 4-year term if I choose to run or if I'm elected. But I have 2 years for sure, and I have to make the very best of the 2 years that I've been given.
Well, I think you're on the fast track now, and I think that I think we're gonna. It's gonna be a no brainer.
Really?
It's really gonna be a no brainer.
Well, I don't take anything for granted. I don't take anything for granted, and I don't take anybody for granted. So I know I'm gonna have to do what I have to do, and hopefully I get the support that I receive this time, and we can carry on.
Well, I stand with you, Mr. Mayor. What is there anything you want to leave the listeners with right now?
I would say stop listening to rumors. You know, with right now with today's technology, there's no excuse not to know what's going on. It's really not. I mean, you can go to Google about anything you want to know. You have websites that you can go on. You have means of communication, whether it be text, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram. It's amazing. People can tell you when the new Jordans are coming out 6 months in advance, or when the next rap concert is coming to Charlotte, but they can't tell you when the next council meeting is going to be. You know, you find out what you want to find out. You research what you want to research. All I'm asking that you do, before you jump on the bandwagon of negativity, find out the facts, learn the facts, and then speak the truth. So that's what I would like to leave with people. And then if you're on board with what I'm trying to do for the city, I'd like to see you at a council meeting. I'd like to see you at a public meeting when we're discussing these things that's taking place. I agree. I realize a lot of people don't take the newspaper anymore. But you're on Facebook, you're on social media, And I think I do a great job at posting the things that I'm involved in, the things that's going on in the city. So if you want to know, it's no excuse for you not to know. So I like to leave that.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate everything you just said because it is true. And I think we all need to do a better job at doing our due diligence of finding out information for ourselves and stop listening to one another. If I can just get these shows to where I can make those meetings without having to do these shows at the same time, you're going to see my face there.
What you're doing, you're giving me an opportunity to be a mouthpiece. And everything that I'm saying, you can fact check it. I mean, everything I'm telling you, you can go on City's website and verify it, other than this international festival, because it's still in the planning stages. But all I ask is get involved, be more optimistic about the city that you chose to live in. Nobody's making anybody live in Gastonia. I mean, nobody's handcuffed to be here. If you don't like the city, you have options. But if you live in the city, try to do due diligence to make this city say good things about the city. Get involved in your city, because the more you talk down the city, the more you're hurting the city's progress.
You're right about that, Mr. Mayor. And one quick thing before I let you go.
I have this
festival. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've been having a festival. I have a lot of people that come on this radio show and have skills in music, written, spoken word, whatever the case may be, and I give them a platform to showcase that. And I want to say, when you start planning for this festival, let's get together and talk, because I have a lot of different ethnic background artists that will be more than happy to come on and perform. If that is one of the things that they can do. And it's nice, clean stuff, because I don't have anything negative on my show, because I know I got young people watching. But just let's talk about that, because I think that we can do a lot of great together.
I totally agree. And one thing that I'm doing is reaching out to the faith-based community to help plan this, because a lot of the faith-based community have a diverse congregation. So that's, instead of the city planning it, I'm trying to reach out to others, and you can be a part of that. It's trying to make sure that everyone is inclusive, because I want everyone to have a sense of belonging in the city. And I like to see people come together and stop catering to social groups and stop feeling like we got to do our own thing. If we're going to grow as a city, we're going to have to grow together. That's the bottom line.
That's right. Well, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate you coming back on the show and giving us those gems that you just gave us. We wish you much success. And, you know, you got this show as a platform. Anytime you need, you let me know. But I'm probably going to call on you more than you need to call on me.
Well, you have the number, brother. Do that anytime. And thanks for this opportunity,
all right.
Okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Mr. Mayor.
Take care.
All right. You too. Right. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the Day with Jay.
Keep our soul alive. So many of us.
646-716-7106. Guys, I like to take the time to thank everybody that listens to the show, that continues to support the show. And real quick, I like to thank Little Rock, Arkansas, Philly, Chicago, Bakersville, California, Houston, Seattle. I know I'm forgetting some place. Little Rock, Arkansas. Some Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you guys for continuing to check out the show and get this show out to your people. I really appreciate it. I'm hoping we can add many, many, many more because this show is only growing. Check us out on iHeartMedia. You can go to iHeartMedia and type in Live in the Day with Jay on the podcast, and the show will come up, and you will be able to listen to the show on iHeartMedia. Soon, we're hoping to start streaming live on iHeartMedia. So we've got a lot of good things going on. But I'd like to take the time to thank all of you guys for continuing to support the show. And I need more support. I ain't going to lie. I need more support. So I need those that are always shaking my hand and hollering at me when they see me out in the community or whatever. I need for you to do your part. Check out the show. All I ask for you guys is to go on the websites, on iHeartRadio, and just follow the show. Just click the show. Click to like and follow. That's all I ask. Simple. That's what you need to do so we can get this show. And hopefully we can end up being on one of the dial stations here in the Charlotte area. That's my ultimate goal, is that when you get in your car and you turn on one of those dial tones, you'll hear my lovely voice ready to give you some sort of knowledge or jewel for the day. But I can only do that if I have your help. So I need you guys to help me out. That's all I ask. So thank you for continuing to support the show. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. You definitely need to check out the show tomorrow, 9 at 5. Guys,